Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the podcast. I am on my phone, so I apologize if the audio is not what you're accustomed to. I literally just left the event with Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, Robert from Shark Tank. I mean, I am worn out. I am filled with gratitude. I am all over the place. I just want to download all of this on my podcast right now and just capture the thoughts while I got them fresh in my mind. I'll talk more about it on the regular podcast in the weeks to come. But look, this is a big deal for me. And I want to share with you because it impacts you as well if you have a dream, which is everybody that listens to the Everyday Saturday podcast has a huge dream. But how do you get that dream? Like, what do you do with it? How do you become successful and live with passion and purpose? And I think after meeting Tony Robbins, literally just met him an hour ago for the very first time in my life. And guys, I've been at this for the better part of 15, 16 years. Been 1 degree separated from Tony for a long time. Shared a stage with him in Toronto, but never met him. A lot of reasons why. Number one, he spoke at the end of the event. I spoke at the beginning of the event. He has massive security detail around him. I don't. You want to talk to me? Hit me up. You want to talk to Tony? You'll get hit. So, my friend Mary Glorfield, who has been booking me to speak on stages all around the world since 2011, said, hey, you want to get a picture with Tony today? I'm like, of course. And Gary Vaynerchuk as well, she set that up. I'll talk about Gary V in just a minute because he was really nice, really nice guy, very sincere. And so Tony, it's amazing what he does to get ready to speak. I mean, he's speaking for 3 hours. His typical seminar, he goes for about 15 hours a day, 50 hours a week, 50, for his entire event. This one is 3 hours, but still he walks around backstage with and he jumps on the trampoline and he gets himself all fired up. And right before he went on, Mary whispered in his ear and he looked over at me and he nodded his head. Yeah, sure. So he came over, shook my hand. I said, hey, Tony, Sam Crowley, I just want to thank you. He's like, oh, yeah, for what, man? What's up? I said, well, just for what you've done for myself, for my family, the inspiration you've had on my speaking career and just my entrepreneurial dreams. That's it. And I've said it once. I'll say it a million times. No matter how much money somebody has, no matter how famous they are, they still love to hear two words that fill them with gratitude, and that is thank you. Okay, so don't ever think, if you and I ever meet and I've ever had an impact on your life, please say thank you. It would mean a lot to me. And even if you meet Tony Robbins or Oprah Winfrey or whomever you hold in high esteem and you think, well, they're too famous, they've heard it 1,000 times. I could tell you by how Tony lit up when I said thank you and I shared with him the story of Susan real quick. I mean, literally, he's being introduced on stage while I'm talking to him about the journey over the past few years and how I always rely back on some of the trainings that I've learned from him. He asked about Susan. He asked about my other girls. He asked about my wife, Angela. It's just, I don't know, man. I think it's fair to say that I was in awe of his kindness. The guy's like 6'6". He towered over me. I'm 6'2", and I was looking up. He had a big black baseball hat on and dressed in all black. And he's a pretty intimidating dude if he didn't have that big old, toothy grin. But I was left with meeting Tony for the first time with this warm spirit, kind and gentle, and super dedicated to his craft. I mean, just the prep work. I'm telling you, for 15 minutes before he went on, he was walking around like a caged animal backstage. He would walk by me like 2 feet away and poof, walk by again, poof, walk by again. And I'm like, damn, I'm getting tired of watching this guy walk around. So that was an hour ago. So I'm just recording this podcast because you're a listener to the show, and I want to be authentic. I want to be raw. I want to be real. I just want to share this with you. Gary Vaynerchuk was equally as impressive. He spoke before lunch, and then he took questions during lunch if you purchased that part of it. I had an all-access pass because, like I said, my friend Mary Glorfield actually ran the entire event. Like, everybody reports to Mary. So she's backstage with all the monitors and the keyboards and all the electronic stuff, AV stuff. And I'm sitting right next to her the whole time. So every speaker, whether in the green room or whatever, they all got to chat with Mary. And so Gary V came over and Mary said, hey, can you take a picture of my friend Sam? And so once again, guy said, hey, Gary, thank you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being authentic. And just, you know, thanks for being a leader out there, man. You've really had a great impact on myself, how I show up, and my marketing. And he looked me right in the eye, did not stop shaking my hand. I said, thank you, Sam. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And look, you hear that, and you may meet somebody at the grocery store, and they look you in the eye, and they shake your hand, and that's cool. I'm telling you, this is somebody who gets millions of likes and comments all over social media, has every reason to have an ego the size of Montana. And I didn't get that. He was getting introduced again, so he had to go. These guys are here on a business trip, all right? They're here to deliver content. And so he couldn't spend the next hour asking me all about my ambitions and dreams and everything. But when he looked me in the eye, shook me in the eye, and there's something about when somebody shakes your hand while simultaneously looking you in the eye. There's something very powerful that happens with that. And I think it's an old salesman trick to make sure that how you gain rapport. Not that anybody was trying to sell anybody, but if you want to be better at engaging people, when you shake their hand, you look them in the eye. There's just something that's like a real powerful 1-2 punch. And so Gary met him. Robert from Shark Tank, very engaging individual, talked to him. He asked about the family. He said, every day is Saturday. He goes, do people even like Saturday? I would think they'd like Sunday more. Like, I like Monday. I go, Robert, whoa, dude, you're a billionaire, all right, or a multimillionaire, however bazillion dollars you got. You don't work, okay? My target market is the individual who is trying to escape the rat race or monetize their passion and push through the terror barrier. And once we talked, he's like, oh, yeah, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. He goes, geez, I'm not even in that world. I didn't even realize. Yeah, you're right, though. That makes sense. So he was very nice, took a photo with him. You could look at all the photos on my Instagram page. Just go to @everydayisSaturday. Check out the photos. They're all there. The Gary V one will be coming. That one was taken by the professional photographer there. But here's what I want to leave you with, all right? Get out, meet people. Even if you got to start in your local area, meeting influential people who have a lot, they're just successful. It's different. It's just different meeting people who don't make excuses, who don't settle, who don't post about politics all day long, who don't get into the mud and judge people and then judge themselves. And it's just, really phenomenal business branders, personal development thought leaders. And so get out and meet more people like that. I'm happy I came to Lauderdale. For me, the travel involved, it's a little bit tricky because I've got kids in sports and they're still in school and we've got our toddler at home. A lot of moving parts, but I stand here, I'm literally looking out at the Intercoastal Waterway and I'm recording this podcast. I'm about to head down and grab a bite to eat. It's about 5 o'clock. And I'm heading down to grab a bite to eat. My flight's tomorrow morning. I'm looking at a bunch of yachts in the Intercoastal Waterway just parked right now. And I'm just filled with incredible gratitude that I made this trip, that I got a chance to meet an individual, Tony Robbins, who's been a mentor to me, whether he knows it or not, for the past 25 years. Gary Vaynerchuk, who, when I first saw his YouTube videos and his Wine Library TV videos, I'm talking 10 years ago, before he was ever Gary V. Just to come down here, to thank them. I got an opportunity to say thank you to both those gentlemen. Feels good. Feels really good. Like, you can't buy this feeling. You can't buy it. Like, you just can't buy this stuff. Get out and do things like this. Go out and meet people. Go out and be an influencer yourself and go out and make an impact. And yeah, that's it. So I'm going to sign off on my cell phone right now. I'm going to upload this to iTunes. I would love to hear your comments. Hit me up on Instagram @everydayisSaturday. Hit me up on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let me know you're listening. Let me know what you thought about this particular podcast. And I'll be back tomorrow with another show. I'm flying tomorrow, though, so I'm hoping to record a podcast before I go. And if not, Friday. But you know I'll be back, man. You know I'll be back. You know I'll be back. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.